Hi, moguls. Hi, filmatics. Welcome to the show. We are going to be reading the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. So take a moment to download the podcast and follow. And if you'd like to donate to the podcast, we really appreciate it. PayPal me anonymous content or petcarebuddies@gmail.com. So continuing, this is part four, The Key of Mysteries. And this is Thoth the Atlantean talking. Unto thee, O man, have I given my knowledge. Unto thee have given of light. Hear ye now and receive my wisdom brought from space planes above and beyond. Not as man am I, for free have I become of dimensions and planes, and each take I on a new body, and each I change in my form. Know I now that the formless is all there is of form. Great is the wisdom of the seven. Mighty are they from beyond. Manifest they through their power, filled by force from beyond. Hear ye the words of wisdom. Hear ye and make them thine own. Find in them the formless. Find ye the key to beyond. Mystery is but hidden knowledge. Know and ye shall unveil. Find the deep buried wisdom and be master of darkness and light. Deep are the mysteries around thee, hidden the secrets of old. Search through the keys of my wisdom. Surely ye shall find the way. The gateway to power is secret, but he who tames shall receive. Look to the light, O my brother. Open and ye shall receive. Press on through the valley of darkness. Overcome the dweller of the night. Keep ever thine eyes to the light plain, and thou shalt be one with the light. Notice that they always say he, brother, not sister. What do you think about that? Man, not woman, but interesting. It's always like he. Man is a process of changing to forms that are not of this world. Grow he in time to the formless, a plane on the cycle above. Know ye must be formless before ye are one with the light. List ye, O man, to my voice, telling of the pathways to light, showing the ways of the attainment when ye shall be one with the light. Search ye the masters of earth's heart. So earth has a heart. They say that the earth is a beating heart, that there were vibration, we're frequency, we're energy, frequency. What do you guys think? Learn the law that exists. So they always talk about law and order and mathematics. Law that exists holding the stars and their balanced by the force of the primordial mist. There's this mist everyone talks about. Seek ye the flame of the earth's life. Everyone's seeking fame and fortune, but it says seek ye the flame, the fire of the earth's life. Is that the chi? Is that the energy? Bathe in the glare of its flame. They say a lot of people that do meditation use that candle and focus on the candles. Follow thee the three-cornered pathway until though too art a flame. Three-cornered pathway, is that why they do the pyramids? Speak though in words without voice to those who dwell down below. Enter the blue litten temple and bathe in the fire of all. Know, O man, thou art complex, a being of earth and of fire. Let thy flame shine out brightly, be thou only the fire. Wisdom is hidden in darkness when lit by the flame of the soul. Find thou the wisdom and be light born, a son of the light without form. And when he says sun here, he's always talking about S-U-N, sun from the, you know, around sun, shining, energy, fire, flame. Seek thee evermore wisdom, find it in the heart of the flame. Know that only by striving can light pour into thy brain. Now have I spoken with wisdom, list to my voice and obey. Tear open the veils of the darkness, shine a light on the way. Speak I of ancient Atlantis, speak of the days of the kingdom of shadows, speak of the coming of the children of shadows, out of the great deep were they called by the wisdom of earthmen, called for the purpose of gaining great power. Far in the past before Atlantis existed, men there were who dwelled into darkness, using dark magic, calling up beings from the great deep below us. Forth came they into this cycle, formless were they of in another vibration, existing unseen by the children of earthmen. Only through blood could they have formed being. Only through man could they live in the world. Yeah. Kind of like he's calling out these creatures from below using dark magic. Sounds like all the Hollywood movies we watch, right? Like don't know, like those zombie movies and The Creature from the Deep. Oh, in ages past were they conquered by the masters, driven below to the place whence they came. But some there were who remained hidden in spaces and planes unknown to man. So there are these spaces and planes, portals, all these places in earth and space, up below us, beneath us, and earth and oceans, unknown to man. But I guess you can call forth any life from formless to form. Lived they in Atlantis or shadows, but at times they appeared among men. Aye, when the blood was offered forth, they came to dwell among men. In the form of man moved they amongst us, but only to sight, whereas they are men, serpent-headed when the glamour was lifted, but appearing to man as men among men. Crept they into councils, taking forms that were like unto men, slaying by their arts the chiefs of the kingdom, taking their form and ruling over man. Only by magic could they be discovered. Only by sound could their faces be seen. Sought they from the kingdoms of shadows to destroy man and rule in his place. But know ye, the masters were mighty in magic, able to lift the veil from the face of the serpent, able to send him back to his place. Came they to man and taught him the secret, the word that only a man can pronounce. Swift then they lift the veil from the serpent and cast him forth from place among men. Yet beware, the serpent still liveth in a place that is open at times to the world. Unseen they walk among thee in places where the rites have been said. Again as time passes onward shall they take the semblance of man. Call may they be by the master who knows the white or the black, but only the white master may control and bind them while in the flesh. It's scary, but it's saying by sound, only sound could they see their faces, and the sound and the words and this energy. They said only by magic could they be discovered. Only by sound could they see their places. So sound's really important. And there's some words that people know are like these spells, that these certain words in different languages, like there's different languages where that different language from maybe the ancient types of Greek language or Sumerian or has really powerful words. So if some people find this, they can use this. Called may they be by the master who knows. I just read that. Seek the kingdoms of shadows, for evil will surely appear, for only the master of brightness shall conquer the shadow of fear. Know ye, oh my brother, how about sisters and all people, that fear is an obstacle great. Be master of all and the brightness, the shadow will soon disappear. Hear ye and heed my wisdom, the voice of light is clear. Seek not the valley of shadow, and light only will appear. Isn't that seek thee the valley of shadow of light? That's in the Bible, right? List ye, oh man, to the depth of my wisdom. Speak I of knowledge hidden from man. Far have I been on my journey through space-time, even to the end of the space of this cycle. Found I there the great barrier, holding man from leaving the cycle. I glimpsed the hounds of the barrier. Hounds of the Baskerville? Laying in wait for he who would pass him. In that space where time exists not, faintly I sense the guardians of cycles. Move they only through angels or angles? Free are not they from the curved dimensions. Some people talk about the dome, so here he's saying curved dimensions. Strange and terrible are the hounds of the barrier. Follow they conscious to the limits of space. Think not to escape by entering your body, for follow they fast the soul through angles. Only the circle will give you protection, safe from the claws of the dweller of angles. Ooh. It says only the circle will protect you. Some people say draw that circle. Remember the last time he gave us a prayer and he said, draw that circle around you? Interesting. Once in the time past, I approached the great barrier and saw on the shores where time exists not, the formless forms of the hounds of the barrier. I, hiding their mist beyond time, I found them. And they, scenting me far off, raised themselves and gave the great bell cry that can be heard from cycle to cycle and moved through space towards my soul. Fled I then fast before them, back from time's unthinkable end, but ever after me they pursued, moving in strange angles not known to man. I, on the gray shore of time, space, in found I, the hounds of the bear, raving for the soul who attempts thee beyond. So there is this edge where time doesn't exist, and there's these gatekeepers, these big hounds, and this sound, this energy, this frequency can really just, like, you know, drive you nuts. So fled I from circles back to my body. Oh, and he says that they can zip and zag and zip and zag. So they talk about, like, alien spaceships. They can go up and down and left and right and move all kinds of ways that are just, you know, fascinating. The technology, how they can just zip and zip and just do all these movements. So fast fled and fast after me they followed. Devourers, these things devour you, followed, seeking through anguish to devour my soul. I know ye man that the soul who dares the barrier may be held in bondage by the hounds from beyond time, hell, till this cycle is all completed and left behind when the consciousness leaves. Ooh, doesn't sound good. Entered I my body, created these circles that know not angles, created me the form that from my form was formed, made my body into a circle and lost the pursuers in the circles of time. But even yet, when free from my body, cautious ever must I not move through angles. Ease my soul might never be free. Know ye, the hounds of the barrier move only through angles and never through curves of space. Only by moving through curves can ye escape them, for in angles they will pursue thee. O man, heed my warning. Seek not to break open the gate to beyond. Few there are who have succeeded in passing the barriers to the greater light that shines beyond. For know ye, ever the dwellers seek such souls to hold in their thrall. So they'll take your soul. This is when we hear in the Bible, you know, watch your soul. These are soul catchers. They don't want you to go over there, so don't go. And even warned you right here. Listen, O man, and heed ye my warning. Seek ye to move not in angles, but curves. I really don't know what that means, but he said circles. And if while freeing from thy body, thou hearest the sound like the bay of a hound, ringing clear and bell-like, though through thy being, flee back to thy body through circles. Penetrate not the mist before. And thou hast entered the form thou hast dwelt in. Use though the cross and the circle combine. And so it's saying, use though the cross and the circle combined. Is that why we have crosses? Is that why we have the cross? That's why we do that cross over our body to protect us. Open thy mouth and use thy voice. Utter the word and thou shalt be free. So he keeps talking about the word. Utter the word. What word? Tell us the word. Why can't you tell us the word? Only the one of light has the fullest can hope to pass by the guards of the way. And then thou must he moved through the strange curves and angles that are formed in direction not known to man. Listen ye, O man, and heed my warning. Attempt not to pass the guards in the way. Rather, though ye seek to gain of thine own light and make thyself ready to pass in the way. Light is thine ultimate. And O my brother, sisters, human beings, seek and ever find the light in thy way. Interesting. All right. So we'll do the key of freedom and space. What'd y'all think of that? That's interesting. Wow, really amazing. Have you ever read the Emerald Tablet? You always hear people talking about it, but it's really interesting to actually read it for yourself and to read it and to see what this person, this being, as we understand him to be, this Thoth from Atlantean that wrote on this concrete jeweled emerald, you know, emeralds, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, this emerald stone, so no one can like rearrange it. But hopefully the interpreters really interpret the way that it's supposed to be read, because you know how that goes. List ye, oh man, hear ye my voice, teaching of wisdom and light in the cycle. Teach ye how to banish the darkness, teaching ye how to bring light in thy life. Seek ye, O man, to find the great pathway that leads to eternal life of the sun. Draw ye away from the veil of darkness. Seek to become a light in the world. Make of thyself a vessel for light, a focus for the sun of the space. Lift thine eyes to the cosmos. Lift thine eyes to the light. Speak in the words of the dweller, the chant that calls down the light. So I don't know what the chant is. I don't know what the words is, but he's saying, speak in the words of the dweller, the chant that calls down the light. Sing though the song of freedom, sing though the song of the soul. Create the high vibration that will make thee one with the whole. Blend all thyself with the cosmos, grow into one with the light. Be thou a channel of order, a pathway to the law of the world. So vibration, words, chants, circles, light. That's what we keep getting from reading all of this so far. What do you guys think? Thy light, O man, is the great light shining through the shadow of flesh. Free must thou rise from the darkness before thou art one with the light. Shadows of darkness surround thee. Light fills thee with its flow. Be no, O man, thou must arise and forth from a body, go far to the plains that surround thee, and yet are one with thee too. Look all around thee, O man, see light, own light reflected, even in the darkness around thee, thine own light pours forth through the veil. Seek thou the wisdom always, let not light shine, body betray, keep in the path of the light wave. Shun though the darkened way, know thee the wisdom is lasting, existing since all soul began, creating harmony from chaos by the law that exists in the way. So there's harmony and there's laws. List ye, O man, to the teaching of wisdom. List to the voice that speaks of the past time. I shall teach thee knowledge forgotten. Tell ye of wisdom hidden in past time, lost in the midst of darkness surrounding. Know ye, man, ye are all ultimate of all things. Only the knowledge of this is forgotten, lost when man was cast into bondage, bound and fettered by the chains of darkness. Long, long ago, I cast off my body, wandered I free through the vastness of ether, circled the angles that hold man in bondage. So keep saying that man's in bondage. We need to be free. How do we set ourselves free? He says, look to the light. Know ye, O man, you are only a spirit. The body is nothing. The soul is all. Let not your body be a fetter. Cast off the darkness and travel in light. Cast off your body, O man, and be free. Truly a light that is one with the light. When ye are free from the fetters of darkness and travel in space as the son of the light, ye shall know this space is not boundless, but truly bounded by angles and curves. Know ye, O man, that all that exists is only an aspect of greater things yet to come. Matter is fluid and flows like a stream, constantly changing from one thing to another. They always talk about water, and even money is currency, liquid. Everyone goes, are you liquid? Like a lot of people that are in like stocks and when they're doing investments, are you liquid? Water's a currency, flowing. We're made of water. We're made of a lot of water. And so all through the ages has knowledge existed, never been changed, though buried in darkness, never been lost, though forgotten by men. So I guess you can tune into this knowledge. There's people like Edgar Cayce tune into all this knowledge. So there's people that tune into the knowledge, even if the books are taken away or hidden by secret societies, you can actually tap in and tune in. Know you that throughout the space that you dwell in are others as great as your own, interlaced through the heart of your matter, yet separate in the space of their own. Once in a long time forgotten, I thought opened the doorway, penetrated into other spaces and learned the secrets concealed. Deep in the essence of matter are many mysteries concealed. Nine are the interlocked dimensions, and nine are the cycles of spaces. Nine are the diffusions of consciousness, and nine are the worlds within worlds. Nine are the lords and the cycles that come from above and below. He keeps talking about these nine. Space is filled with the concealed ones, or space is divided by time. Seek ye the key to time-space, and ye shall unlock the gate. Know ye that throughout the time, space, and consciousness surely exists. Though from our knowledge it is hidden, yet still is forever exists. The key to worlds within thee are found only within. Everyone says, go within, go within, go within. Imagine things, see things inside, meditate, see that picture of what you want, your home, your business deals going through, being partners, having that $1 billion success empire, your business, that you're a best-selling author, you're best-selling, you're a top producer, you're a top business executive, you're a top salesperson, you're getting royalties and business deals, you're getting paid, you've got gold mines, you've got copper mines, you've got lithium mines, you've got inventions, you have a makeup, a beauty supply project, you have like a technology, a new app, whatever it is, your music, your art, you see it, you have your beautiful home and your income and your health. It just goes within and out. For man is a gateway of mystery and the key that is one within one. Seek ye within the circle. Use the word I shall give. Open the gateway within thee, and sure thou too shalt live. Man, ye think that ye liveth, but know it is life within death. For as sure as you are bound to your body, for you no life exists. Only the soul is space free, has life that is really alive. All else is only bondage, a fetter to which to be free. Think not that man is earth-born. Though come from the earth he may, man is a light-born spirit, but without knowing he can never be free. Darkness fetters the soul. Only the one who is seeking may ever hope to be free. Shadows around thee are falling. Darkness fills all spaces. Shine forth, O light of the man's soul. For though the darkness of space, ye are the sun of the great light. Remember, and ye shall be free. Stay not, though, in the shadows. Spring forth from the darkness of night. Light, let the soul be, O sun born, filled with the glory of light, freed from the bonds of darkness, a soul that is one with the light. Thou art the key to all wisdom. Within thee, all time and space. Live not in bondage to darkness. Free, though, thy light form from night. Great light that fills all the cosmos, flow though fully to man, make his body a light torch that shall never be quenched among men. Long in the past sought I wisdom, knowledge not known to man. Far to the past I traveled into the space where time began. Sought I ever new knowledge to add to the wisdom I know. Yet only I found did the future hold the key to the wisdom I sought. Down the halls of Menti I journey, the greater knowledge I to seek. Ask of the lords of the cycles the way to the wisdom I sought. Ask the lords this question, where is the source of all? Answered in tones that were mighty, the voice of the Lord of the Nine. Free though thy soul from the body, and come forth with me to the light. Sounds like Yoda from Star Wars, right? Or something very movie-like. Forth I came from my body, a glittering flame in the night, stood I before the lords, bathed in the fierce fire of life. Seized was I by a force great beyond knowledge of man. Cast was I into the abyss through spaces unknown to man. Saw I molding of order from the chaos and angles of night. Saw I the light spring from order and heard the voice of light. Saw I the flame of the abyss casting forth order and light. Saw order spring out of chaos. Saw light giving forth life. Then I heard the voice, hear, though, and understand. The flame is the source of all things, containing all things in potentiality. The order that sent forth life is the word from, and from the word comes life and in the existence of all. Again spoke the voice saying, the life is thee, is the word. Find though the life within thee and have powers to use of the word. He talks about this word, life in thee is the word. So what is the word? Hey, isn't there a song, Greece? The word is the word. Like, there's a song, Greece. What is the word? Yeah, I don't know what the word is. Does anybody know? Long I watched the light flame pouring forth from the essence of fire, realizing that life is but order and that man is one with the fire. Back I came into the body, stood again with the nine, listened to the voice of the cycles, vibrate with powers they spoke. Know ye, O Thoth, that life is but the word of the fire. The life for thee seek before thee is but the word in the world as a fire. Seek ye the path up to the word, and the power shall surely be thine. The word is the word. Then I asked of eye of the nine, O Lord, show me the path. Give me the path to the wisdom. Show me the way to the word. Answered me then the Lord of the Nine, through order ye shall find the way. Saw ye not that the word came from chaos? Saw ye not that the light came from fire? Look in thy life for disorder. Balance and order thy life. Quell all the chaos of emotions, and thou shalt have order in life. Order brought forth from chaos will bring thee the word from the source, of the source, will give thee the power of cycles. And make of thy soul a force that free will extend through ages, a perfected sun from the source. It's a mouthful. It seems like all things are saying something, but you're like, what does that really mean? So listen I to the voice and deep sink the words in my heart. Forever have I sought for order that I might draw on the word. Know ye that he who attains it must ever in order be. For use the word through disorder has never and can never be. Take ye these words, O man, as part of my life. Let them be. Seek thee to conquer disorder. One with the word thou shalt be. Put forth thy effort in gaining light on the pathway of light. Seek to be one with the sun state. Seek to be solely the light. Hold though thy thought on the oneness of light with the body of man. Know that all is order from chaos born in light. So it's probably a little bit about cleaning, keep your house in order. Everyone says cleanliness is next to godliness. Keep in order, like orderly, clean, really go through your house and anything that you don't need, you know, purge, order is kind of what I'm feeling. But it's like complicated and it's like like really deep thoughts, just these simple words that he's saying. If you want me, I can read it one more time and see if you what you guys think, because it sounds like important before we go to the next one. Let me see. It's a lot of words. And hear though and understand, the flame is the source of all things, containing all things in potentiality. The order that sent forth light is the word, and from the word comes life and the existence of all. The life in thee is the word. Find though the life within thee, and have powers to use of the word. Know ye, O thought, that life is but the word of the fire. The life what ye seek before thee is but the word in the world as a fire. Seek the path to the word, and power shall surely be thine. Through order ye shall find the way. Saw ye not that the word came from chaos? Saw ye not that light came from fire? Look in thy life for disorder. Balance and order thy life. Quell all the chaos of emotions, and thou shalt have order in life. Order brought forth from chaos will bring thee the word of the source, will give thee the power of cycles, and make thy soul a force that free will extend through all ages, a perfected sun from the source. So also quell the chaos of emotions. So you know how we get emotional and upset for things? Somebody can agitate us, like a friend or something that can happen. So I think really controlling your emotions is kind of what I'm thinking, understanding. What do you guys think? So just be calm and orderly and vibrations and that circle, really, that's what I got from it. Okay, so thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying this reading, because you always hear about the Emerald Tablets. You always let somebody read it for you, but I thought it would really be helpful to us to get a reading of the Emerald Tablets for ourselves. Okay, bye.